to show you guys is peoplevancouver.com, Vancouver's own online community. Hi, Channel 10 viewers. Thanks for taking the time to watch this video. I wanted to let you guys know about peoplevancouver.com. It's an online community that I've started for the people of Vancouver or people interested in Vancouver, BC. The great thing about it is it's a bit of Craigslist, a bit of Facebook, and a little bit of MySpace, with, of course, its own personal touch. So the first thing I want to show you guys is that everyone who signs up on the webpage gets their own profile page. So I click on My Page, you'll be taken to your profile, and you'll be able to see the photos you've contributed to the community, the videos, the groups you've joined, the discussions you've taken a part in, and there's also some RSS feeds to link to external blogs or websites. The next thing I'm going to show you guys is just a quick run through of all these tabs. So here is a listing of all the members on the site. We're almost at 900, which is fantastic. A marketplace for people to buy and sell stuff. A chat to chat with online users that are on the website at the same time as you are. Here are photos that users are able to upload from their Flickr account or directly from their computer or from their cell phone. So here are some photos that people have added. And it's great because users can rate that photo, and sometimes that photo can be featured on the main page, which is a fun little thing. Restaurants is another very cool feature. If you're new to Vancouver, or if you're trying to find a new restaurant, there's so many restaurants in Vancouver. But say you're staying on Main Street, and you can go ahead and type in Main, and it'll search through the listings and show you all the restaurants on Main. Not only is it going to show you where on Main it is, it's going to show you what type of restaurant it is. So this one is Portuguese, this one is Indian, this one is vegetarian, etc. Videos are, again, videos people have uploaded either from their desktop, embedded from YouTube, or directly from their cell phone. So people are able to share their experiences in life or their favorite videos on YouTube. One last thing I want to show you guys that I think is pretty cool is that if you're a member of the website, you're able to communicate with members in many different ways. You can click on the Members tab and see the members that are in the community. Click on that person, on that profile, and you're able to send them a message, add them as a friend, or share this friend with another friend in the community. If you send someone a message, and you click up here on the mail icon, you'll see you have your inbox, your saved items, your sent items, and you can also compose a message to other members on the community, or within the community. You're also able to see your friends in the network just by clicking on this icon here. And here are all my friends within this community. So thanks for taking the time to check out peoplevancouver.com. Again, it's a free website, and if you guys are ever down in Vancouver, I think it's a great place to go and see what to do on your trip. I hope you have a good day, and thanks again for listening. Bye now. Hey guys, thanks for taking the time to look at the community I've built for Vancouver. You can go visit the site at peoplevancouver.com and create your own profile, and it's free. So go ahead and meet people in Vancouver and see what the city's all about. Thanks.
Thanks, Nadia.
No problem, Tina.
You rock.